Hello and welcome to this podcast. I'm Brian Hobbs, editor of the Baptist Messenger, and I'm thrilled to be joined with a great friend and spokesman for Southern Baptists, talking about Dr. Russell Moore, who is president of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission of the SBC. Dr. Moore, welcome to Oklahoma.
Good to be in Oklahoma. Thank you, Brian.
Now, I want to talk to you about your book, Tempted and Tried. It is a fantastic read. Everyone should get their hands on it. But why did you write this book at this time on this topic?
I wrote that book because I was scared, and I'll tell you why. I would have so many people that would come into my office and would talk to me about things that had just destroyed their lives. And I remember one in particular. I was talking to a couple where they had a newborn baby. The baby was in a car seat right next to them. As he was saying, I'm leaving her, I'm going, he was deserting the entire family. And I'm sitting there saying, why would you do this? I'm pleading with him. And I recognized this didn't happen all at once. This guy didn't start out this way. There was something that happened in his life that started moving him incrementally toward this. And I started to say, that could happen to any of us. That could happen to me. And so I started to try to think through, how does this happen? What takes place in our lives? And that sort of internal conversation, I think, really led to the book.
Well, in the book, one of the things that stuck out to me was just how focused it was on Christ and God incarnate, and that He Himself experienced temptation. Mm-hmm. And you talk about the temptation in the wilderness. Could you explain that a little and maybe give a preview of what readers could expect?
Well, I think one of the things about the wilderness temptations, where anybody who's been a Christian for very long knows about those temptations, and we also know that the Bible says that Jesus was tempted in every way we are, except without sin. But I don't think we spend a lot of time asking what is it that the devil is appealing to? Because Jesus is genuinely tempted. And we know from the scripture, the devil can't create anything. The devil's just a plagiarist. He comes in and takes what God has created, the longings that we have for good things, and just tries to redirect them ever so slightly away from God's purposes. And I think we can see that in what's happening in the life of Jesus. And I think we also can see it's not just that Jesus beats the devil in the wilderness in overcoming those temptations. He still does. Because if we're united to Christ, that means we share the exact same spirit that Jesus had going out into the wilderness. And the life of Christ is living in us. So we have all the resources to battle and to face temptation. And also, I think there are a lot of Christians who become discouraged because they're facing temptation in some area or other. And they think, well, this means that somehow I'm not a godly person, or this means that God has abandoned me. And in reality, what I'm trying to say is temptation is the normal course of life for the Christian right now. And if you're not battling hard against temptation, that only means that you're succumbing to it. And so what Jesus promises you is not that temptation is going to be gone. And I think sometimes our testimonies that we give, they inadvertently empower the devil. Because, I mean, I've heard people get up and say, I was an alcoholic, I was a drunk. Then I came to know Christ. I've never wanted another taste of liquor again. Sometimes that happens, but even when that happens, that means there's some other temptation that's coming into place. And the normal pattern is not that new Christian suddenly loses the temptation to drunkenness. It means that he now is fighting with the power of the Holy Spirit against drunkenness all of his life. And so I think we need to encourage one another with those words and not have unrealistic expectations of what the Christian life is.
Amen. One of the things I like about the book, too, is, of course, your writing is very lucid and clear and causes you to stop and think about how God is at work in our life and the spiritual battles going on. You share some personal stories. You're very transparent in it. And then you also analyze the three temptations. But what stuck out to me was temptation number two, where Christ is taken by the devil to the top of the temple and told to cast himself down. What is going on there that we might not have thought about?
Well, that's the one that causes most people to stumble a little bit, because they can understand, turn these stones into bread, because all of us have been hungry or we've had an appetite for something, we wanted to satisfy the appetite. And we can all understand, bow down to me and I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world, because we've all wanted to be powerful, we've all wanted to be in charge, regardless of what that is. But most people, I mean, if you're sitting in your accountability group and somebody says, hey, you know, I'm tempted to go throw myself off of the top of this building, people are probably going to be texting 911 or somebody and say, we need some help for this person. We can't really identify with that. But what's happening there? The devil is coming in. He's quoting from the Psalms. God will bear you up if you are, in fact, the Son of God. So I think there are really two parts to it. One of them is to test God and to see if he's really for you. And I think that shows up in a lot of Christians' lives when it comes to, for instance, assurance of salvation. There are a lot of people who they find it very difficult to believe that they're saved because they think there ought to be some sort of a sign. For some people, it's, well, I ought to have this sort of feeling going on inside of my life. Or for other people, well, I ought to be prospering. God ought to be blessing me in some visible way in my life. Well, that's testing God. And I think the other aspect of that is this outside vindication. If Jesus had thrown himself off the pinnacle of the temple, if the angels of God had rescued him, then he would have been seen to be publicly who he said he was. And I think that's a temptation a lot of us face. A lot of the arguments sometimes we get into are really in order to prove I'm right. So you've got that Christian who goes home and his or her parents don't approve of their child rearing. They want to win that argument, prove they're right. And sometimes Christians, we find ourselves involved in these ongoing battles on Facebook or something like that, where we want to have that last word and just demonstrate that we're right and be seen in the eyes of everyone around us as, you know what, that guy or that woman is really in the right. And Jesus says, no, you need to know that God's for you, and you need to know that God's going to stand with you because of what God did in Jesus Christ in raising him from the dead and what he's going to do ultimately in raising you from the dead. That ought to be our ultimate hope. And sometimes that's very hard to see in the in-between times.
Amen. That's well said. We're talking about Tempted and Tried, a great book by Dr. Russell D. Moore, author, scholar, ethicist, leader with the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, who's in Oklahoma now for the 23rd annual Rose Day Pro-Life Rally and did an event here at the Oklahoma Council of Public Affairs as well. I had just one more question, if we could. How could Oklahoma Baptists best pray for you? I know you're in a position of visibility. I know you have growing family, and we would want to pray for you. How could we best?
You know, I really appreciate that question, Brian, and I would say if you could just pray for me to be a good husband and dad above everything else, and to be able to shepherd my family well. We're, you know, commuting between two cities and all sorts of things going on right now, but that's my primary responsibility, and if you could pray for that, I'd really appreciate it.
We sure will. Well, thank you again
for
coming on.
Yeah, thank you.